From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump met with other G7 leaders at their annual summit in Canada. He held firm on asserting the United States is disadvantaged when it comes to trade with its European allies. AP Sagar Magani reporting.
France's finance chief this week called the gathering a G6 plus one, while President Emmanuel Macron threatened to drop the U.S. from the summit's final statement of priorities altogether, saying the American president may not mind being isolated, but neither do we mind signing a six-country agreement if need be. President Trump plans to leave Canada even before the summit itself ends.
And on the eve of the summit, Mr. Trump had lashed out on Twitter at Macron and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who had criticized the president's trade stance at a joint news conference. The special counsel investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election has escalated the pressure on President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, bringing additional charges against him and accusations against Konstantin Kilimnik, a longtime Manafort associate, with suspected ties to Russian intelligence of intentionally attempting to persuade two unnamed witnesses regarding their testimony. Manafort denies the charge, Moscow also denying any involvement in that election. One U.S. Special Operations officer is dead, four others wounded, after an al-Qaeda-linked militant's attack on outpost in southwestern Somalia. The attack came as U.S. forces were helping Somali and Kenyan troops construct the outpost to help clear the area of militants from the Al-Shabaab terror group. This is VOA News. President Trump has told reporters he has been preparing all of his life for the summit next week with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
I believe we're going to have a terrific success or a modified success, but in one form or another, if it all goes, and things can happen between now and then.
The Trump administration is seeking the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. In exchange, Pyongyang is believed to want to end international sanctions. Washington Post reporting Chinese government hackers have breached the computer system of a U.S. Navy contractor and have stolen large amounts of sensitive data. The Post said the data was highly sensitive despite being on a contractor's unclassified computer network. The Navy is investigating the breach along with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Investigators told the Post the hack was carried out by the Chinese Ministry of State Security, a civilian spy agency. World Health Organization saying it's cautiously optimistic about containing the spread of the Ebola virus in Democratic Republic of Congo. 38 of 62 suspected cases have been confirmed. Of the total number of confirmed cases, 27 have died. Lisa Schlein reporting from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports the majority of confirmed Ebola cases were detected 2 to 3 weeks ago. Since then, there only have been a few sporadic cases. It notes there have been no confirmed cases since mid-May in two of the three affected areas in DR Congo, the large city of Mbandaka and Bikoro, where the virus was originally detected 1 month ago. An Ebola outbreak in West Africa a few years ago left more than 11,000 people dead. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Celebrity chef and food critic Anthony Bourdain is dead. He was found by a friend in his hotel room in France where he was working on an upcoming episode of the CNN series Parts Unknown. According to CNN, Bourdain committed suicide. Mark Murphy is an executive chef, restaurateur, and television food personality.
Anthony Bourdain was a force to be reckoned with. And I think that, you know, even from the days of him just cooking at Le Halle, the books that he wrote and where his life led him, I think it led him into a space that just inspired a lot of people.
Bourdain was born in New York City. He graduated from the Culinary Institute of America in 1978. From there, he worked his way up through New York kitchens, later on to be on TV, hosting food and travel programs. He was 61 years old. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.